Because I'll teach Bishul Reishis, Bishul Mitzvahs Bikurim Shenikra Reishis, that the world was created for the purpose of Mitzvahs Bikurim. And the question we can ask is, in what sense was the world created for Mitzvahs Bikurim? And then a follow-up question, it's very interesting to note that there's a very significant connection between both the Yom Tovim and Mitzvahs Bikurim. In what sense? So on Pesach, when we read the Haggadah, we specifically recite the Psukim of Arami Ovid Avi, which are the Psukim that of the Bikurim. Shavuos is called Chayaga Bikurim, and Sukkot is the last time that your person is able to bring the Bikurim and do Kriyas Psukim. And the question we can ask is, why is it that the Mitzvahs Bikurim is inherently connected to the Gimel Regalim? So let's address the second question first. Why is it that there's a deep connection between the Mitzvah Bikurim and the Yom Tovim? So if you think about it, there's really two significant components when it comes to Mitzvahs Bikurim. On one hand, the farmer or anyone who brought the Bikurim would recite psukim that describe the hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And additionally to that, there's also an element of Hakaras HaTov for Eretz Yisrael, for the agriculture. And if you think about it, that's the exact purpose of the Gimel Regalim, that the Gimel Regalim on one hand are centered around agriculture. It's Chag HaAsif, Chag HaAviv, Chag HaKatzir. And additionally to that, in addition to the agricultural component to the Yom Tovim, there's also the historical component. So on Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, and Shavuos he gives the Torah, and on Sukkot he commemorates the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of us in the desert. And with this in mind, with this idea in mind, there's really two central components. There's both the recognition of the Hashkacha of Hashem in the Bria, and in addition to the recognition of the Hakaras HaTov for the Teva, now we can understand why it is that the world is created for the purpose of Mitzvahs Bikurim. Because, as the Sfarim teach, before Adam HaRishon sinned, Teva and Hashkacha were intertwined, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was easily discerned through Teva. Once he sinned, he created a certain barrier that blocked our ability to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly through Teva. And through the Yom Tovim, and through the Mitzvah of Bikurim, we're able to discern HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in Teva and recognize that's also part of Hashkacha. So specifically for the Mitzvah of Bikurim, which enables a person to recognize that even the Teva component, even the fact that he is able to bring the first few fruits to the Beis HaMikdash, that even that comes from Hashem. In that sense, it's the ultimate tikkun for the sin of Adam HaRishon, which bifurcated between Teva and Hashkacha. And through the Mitzvahs Bikurim, we're able to bring the world back to its fruition. We're able to bring the world back to its ultimate goal of recognizing that the entire Bria is that of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that even Teva is just an expression of the Hashkacha Hashem in the Bria.